This is the shiur for the first of the 3 weeks, the Haftarah of Divrei Yirmiyahu, which was on Parshas Matos. HaKadosh Baruch Hu informs Yirmiyahu HaNavi that he will be a Navi for Klal Yisrael and for the Umos, and his reaction is, Hinei lo yadati daber ki na'ar anoichi. I can't be the one to speak. I am young. I'm too young, inexperienced. Vayomer Hashem Eli al toimar na'ar anoichi. And the Rabbi Shalom says, don't say you're a nar. And the obvious question is, the Rabbi Shalom wants him to be a Navi and say Nevuah. Of course he'll succeed. And being a nar should not stop him. But what's the problem with him saying nar anoichi? Why can't he say that? It's the truth. Why is the Rabbi Yisrael saying al taimer nar anoichi? So I think either last year or 2 years ago, we said over from the famous last shmuz of Rabbi Yisrael Chadash from Shivas Aral Chanan, his amazing musadik and mahalach on why he was not allowed to say al taimer nar anoichi. But we would like to, this year we spoke on Parshas Shabbos, Parshas Matos, and we said over from Shlomo Kluger, a different mahalach, why he was not allowed to say al taimer nar anoichi. Why he's not allowed to say nar anoichi. So this is it. There is a very famous stira question that the Gilya in Hashas at the start of the Gemara asks between Gemara and Shabbos and Gemara in the Nedarim. The Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Tzadik Beis Amud Aleph, the Gemara is discussing Moshe Rabbeinu having lifted up the Krushim to build the Mishkan because he was physically tall, and having spread the whole Yerios, the different coverings of the Mishkan on top of it because he was tall and he was strong. And the Gemara in its discussion says, Amar Mar, Ein hashchina shoyre ela al chacham gibar v'asher ubal kaima. To be zoiche, to have the shchina be shoyre on a person to become a navi, you need to have four conditions. You need to be wise, a chacham, gibar, strong, asher, rich, ubal kaima, and extremely tall. And this is learned from Moshe Rabbeinu. So, the Gilya Nashas, at the start of the Gemara, Rabbi Shaya Pick, in Shabbos here, and in the Darim, he asks a stira, because the Gemara in Daf Lamed Ches Amud Aleph in the Darim, which is really the main sugya, the Gemara goes through all the different things of becoming a Navi, all the different prerequisites. And the Gemara says, there is again more lengthy. The Gemara says, Omer Rabbi Yechanon, Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Masher Shchinasa Ela Al Gibar, V'Oshir V'Chacham, same as the Gemara in Shabbos, V'Onav, and someone who's humble. So there's a change from Onav to Baal Kaima. Is the fourth one being humble or being very tall? It doesn't seem to go together. This is a stira that he says, Mitzvah Liyash, the Mitzvah to answer the Kasha. And now the Gemara in the Darim goes through these different attributes, the Gibar, the Asher, the Chacham, and the Gemara shows how we had them all by Moshe Rabbeinu, and if we had them by Moshe Rabbeinu, then there's a halacha, every Novi has to have a setting, like the Marasha in the Darim is Mazbir, that the Rabbi Yisrael says, in Parshas Re'eh, Navi Mikirbacha Kamayni, Hashem says, a Navi like Moshe Rabbeinu will be appointed, meaning with his attributes which made him to become a Navi. Doesn't mean you have to have everything Moshe Rabbeinu had. You don't have to have a wife named Tzipira. You don't have to have a father named Amram. But these things the Gemara holds as far as connected to Nevuah, and just like Moshe had it, so too every Navi has to have these things. Now the Gemara brings them a car in the Darim for each one of the four things that the Gemara says. It brings them a car for Chacham, for Gibar, for Asher, and for, again in this Gemara, for Anna, for being humble, which is obviously the Ferish Apasek. Now, in the improving the Gibar ones, the strong ones, so the Gemara and the Havamina says, maybe from the fact that he lifted the Krashim, or maybe from the fact that he spread the Urias on top of it as if he was making his bed, like you know, just spreading the sheet like a blanket on top of a bed. It was so easy for him, so you see he was strong. Now, the most famous kash on this whole sugya is the Shita of the Rambam. Because the Rambam writes in Hilchos Yesodei HaTorah, in Perek Zayin, the Rambam writes, Miyesodei Hadas, from one of the most important principles of Jewish faith, we know this is one of the 13 principles of the Rambam, Leida to know, Shakel Menaveyes Bnei Adam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, relates to people through Nevi'im. And then the Rambam writes, Ve'ina Nevu'ah Chala Ela Al, Nevu'ah can only be Chala on someone who is Chacham Gadol B'Chachma, great, Gibor B'Midoisav, V'lo Yehe Yitzrei Misgaber Alav B'Dover B'Olam, Elohu Misgaber B'Daiti Al Yitzrei Tamid. He has to be someone who is a Gibor B'Midois, like it says in Pirkei Avos, Ezeo Gibor HaKrevish Yitzrei Yitzrei. And the Yitzhahara should not be miskaber in any area at all. He's always winning over the Yitzhahara. He's very intelligent. Adam shumemule b'chol amidas ha'elo. So the Rambam, he has all these midas, shalem begufay, which might, some of Farshim say, the shalem begufay might be referring to physical strength, might be referring to the Gemara in Shabbos that says bal kaima. Then the Rambam goes on, he says, and he's misboinein, and he goes into pardes, and he's Bekadesh himself, and he's mafresh himself from the world, he's zoiche to have the Shechina b'shayra on him. In fact, the Kesef Mishnah, it's not just the Kesef Mishnah's Kasha, the Ran asks us in Drosh HaSaran, that how could the Rambam say that Gibor means Kovish as Yitzroi, the favorite here in the Rambam? The Gemara, when discusses a Makar that Moshe Rabbeinu was Gibor, the Gemara brings physical stories, either with the Krashim or with the Urias. So it's not referring to being Kovish as Yitzroi, not referring to the battle of the Yitzhahara, it's referring to actual physical, simple strength, being strong. Now really, the Ran, because of this Kasha, argues on the Rambam. He says, very nice Rambam, but of course the Pshat and the Gemara really means to be physically strong, the Ran and Drashas. And why would someone need to be strong? So the Ran has a few ideas, but first I'll say a couple different things, I'll just mention two of them. One is, the Rambam himself, in the same parag Zayim Yochas Seri HaTayra, when he discusses the experience of Nevuah, so he says, Vakulan, all Nevi'im, Geshem is snavim, when they say their Nevuah, Evareim is dazin, their limbs start to tremble, Vekoyach haguf koshel, and their physical strength fails them, Veshen is saying mitarfis, and their minds go wild, Vetishayir hadaz pnuya, and all they're left with is not their own side, their minds go wild, I mean their minds, their ideas, their own personal interests, like leave them, v'tishar hadas pnuy lahavim mashatir, and just their das is there to be able to understand what it's saying. So he brings rais for this. Maybe Moshe Rabbeinu was different. Al kopanim. So the Ran says, the Mefarshim say, the Ran says a different reason. This might be one reason why you need physical strength is pasha to be able to endure the experience of nevuah. The Ran himself says in Drashis, based on, he says a navi a lot of times is going to be physically challenged by people that don't want to be makabel the musr. People don't want to be makabel the musr. They attack him. They'll hurt him. They'll beat him up. If you don't like the Navi, you kill him, right? That's what happens also sometimes basically with Zechariah Navi. They didn't like him, they killed him. So that's why, says the Ran, in Naftarah, he's told, the Yirmiyahu Navi is told in Naftarah of Divrei Yirmiyahu, Al tirim ipneim. Don't be scared of them. In other words, this, I'm going to have to save you. And then it says in the Haftarah afterwards that Yirmiyahu HaNavi had to literally take on physical strength to go along and be able to cope with all the people that were going to go against him. You know, they put him in jail. It says later on in Sefer Yirmiyahu. So the Pasuk says, Va'ata te'ezar masnecha, gird your loins, whatever that means. Don't be scared. Then it says, I made you a fortified city. You're a pillar of iron. Because he had to literally go say things which were not popular, so they could beat him up. So that's why a Navi has to mamish be strong. But again, this Rambam doesn't learn like this, L'chaira. Unless if you say some type of Daichik, some say that the Rambam is maybe just speaking about other things and midas, but of course you have to have the physical strength, and that's included in Shalom Begufay. But it's very, very strange to say that, because this Rambam is not just in Yesodei HaTorah, this Rambam is in Shemayin Prakim, and in Mayer Nevuchim, and in Akdamah to Pirush Mishnayis, and he explicitly, in some of these places, brings the Gemara in the Darim and explains the Gemara in that way. So, the Kesef Mishnah, in his Pirush on the Rambam, he says, maybe the Rambam learned like the Rosh. Maybe that will answer the Kasha. Why? The Rosh in Nedarim, the side of the Gemara, is a little skinny little Rosh. Mamish says, I think, one word. Yeah, one word. When the Gemara says, Om Rabbi Yecha, Ein Hashchina Mashra Shchinasai, on a Navi, unless if he has these four things, Chacham, Gibor, and Chacham, Gibor, Asher, and Anav, so the Rosh adds one word. Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mashra Shchinasai, like the Rosh, Bekvius, means all the time, in a steady mode. But sometimes it can happen. It's possible. And I saw some of the Mefarshim on the Rambam bring a tremendous raya to this Rosh. Big raya to the Rosh. And we'll come back to this soon, but they bring a raya to the Rosh because the Mefarshim are back to the Rambam, because the Moshel, the Gemara says that the Rabbi Yishalom, the Baskel, came out and said that on Hill Hazok is Roy Shetishra Shechinu, really Hill should be Zechet to Nevuah, but Ein Hadoy Roy Roy Lekach. His door is not Zechet to have Nevuah, therefore Hillel wasn't a Navi. The Gemara says, in fact, if the Kasha, Hillel was poor. We know from the stories of the Gemara that he was extremely poor. He couldn't even afford a ticket to get into Shul. So if he's so poor, how could the Gemara say that he would have been a Navi? So it must be that this is a raya for the Rosh. That's only to be a steady Navi, bekvius, to be a Navi all the time. But for a one-time Nevuah experience or here and there, it's not a problem to be a Nevuah, to be a Navi, even without. But this Gemara that speaks about these things is speaking about a Navi like Moshe Rabbeinu, someone who's a Navi all the time, Navi bekvius. Another raya. Gemara says that a Baskel came out once when the Chachamim were gathered together and said, really, there's someone here who should be Zechet and Nevuah? But Ein Adayir Raya Lekach, the generation doesn't deserve it. And who is it? Shmuel HaKatan. Now, even though the Tesis Yonta says the reason why Shmuel HaKatan was called Shmuel HaKatan was because of Anivus, which will fit in great, but Pashup Shat, Shmuel HaKatan maybe means he was called Shmuel HaKatan because he was short. And the Gemara says in the other Gemara, in Shabbat, says he has to be Baal Kaima. So it must be, there's an Afghamina between Kvias and Apa Kvias, and there's other Rais. And Mela says the Kesa Mishnah. Yes, let's get back to the Kesa Mishnah. If the Rambam learned like this Rosh, it's not Shver. Why didn't the Rambam bring Ashirus? Why didn't the Rambam bring physical strength? Because the Rambam wasn't speaking about Navi Bekvius. He was speaking about how someone can be Zoyche to a Navi experience, a Nevuah experience. Navi Bekvius in a Chanami. You have to have more things. This is, of course, Lechem Mishnah finds it very Shver. It's not Master from the Rambam. He's speaking about a one-time thing. And the Rambam should have also mentioned Ashirus. He didn't mention a Bechlal. And again, there's other kashas, the Maaser Rekeach, the Seder Mishnah. Ben Yedid also ask a lot of kashas on this Kesef Mishnah. Well, Rav Shlomo Kluger has a very interesting idea how to deal with this kasha with the Shver Rama, and a very similar ideas in the Sefer Seder Mishnah, which is written by a son of the Machlas Hashekel, and they write that maybe this Gemara in Adarim and in Shabbos, maybe this Gemara is not, I'll say it in two different Nuschayis. I'll say it first in a Balabatash way, which is how I like it, and then I'll say it in a Yeshivish way. Maybe this Gemara in Shabbos and Adarim is not a Halachadika Gemara, maybe it's a Gadata Gemara. What do we mean to say? We learned until now that this Gemara is a halacha. Someone cannot become a Navi unless if he has these things before. Nay. Maybe it's not a halacha dika Gemara. To be a Navi, you have to be Zeichet to be what the Rambam says, be Misbainen, work on your Midas, that's all you need. This Gemara that lists these four things is an Agadata Gemara, meaning to say, if someone's a Navi, the Rabbi Hashem is going to gift him, give him Matana, to have these four things. But it's not a Halacha. And the Rambam that was discussing, the prerequisites for being a Nevuah, was having his own, based on his understanding from different Sukkim and Chazalim, but he wasn't referring to this Gemara. Because this Gemara is an agarta, which is a reward which HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give a Navi. Since he's going out and spending all the time and being a Navi for Hashem, Hashem will reward him with Ashiras. Hashem will reward him. He doesn't have Parnassi. He's busy going around giving Musa to people. Hashem knows he's in danger. Hashem will reward him with strength. Hashem will reward him with more and more Chachma, because maybe he doesn't have as much time to learn, like the Chassidim HaRishayim, who were Shah Achas Lefnei HaTfilah. And the Gemara asks in Brachas, what about their Torah? So Shema Yisrael had given Siyata Deshmaya. They should be able to remember more with remembered more Torah with less Chazara time, because they spent more time in their Hizbayinus. I'll say it now, that's again, the Balabatash way of saying it's not a Halacha Gemara, it's a Garata Gemara. If you want to say in a Yeshivish way, we would say, it's not a Siba, it's a Simen, meaning to say, this isn't what caused them to become a Navi, it's a Simen that they're a Navi, meaning, after someone becomes a Navi, the Rabbi Hashem gifts them with these things. If you want to see if someone's a Navi, check if they have these things and say, oh, it must be that the Rabbi Hashem considers them a real Navi, not a Navi Sheker, and the Rabbi Hashem gave them these four things as a sign, an Adarabba. That's the Pshat, says Rosh Leim Kluger, in that Gemara, or say, that's the Pshat in the Gemara in with Hillel and Shmuel HaKotan. They didn't have those things. The Rabbi Hashem still would have made them a Navi. Navi has to be Usher. The Rabbi Hashem would have made him an Usher afterwards. Because it's not a Siba, it's not a cause for it. It's a Simen that he's a Navi. And now, we can go back and understand the Pasuk at the beginning. The Rabbi Hashem says, tells him to say, Al Taimer Ki Nar Noichi. So Lachari, we ask, what's wrong with saying Nar Noichi? What's the problem? Because Yirmiyahu Navi thought that in order to become a Navi, he has to be someone that's strong, not a Nar. He has to be someone with a lot of Chachma, not a Nar. He has to be someone with a lot of experience and riches, not someone that's young, just starting out to make his way. So Yirmiyahu Navi said, I'm not allowed to be a Navi. So Baishim said, no, you're making a mistake. I'll tell you, because you're going to be telling already the wrong Mahalach and being a Navi. There's no Halacha you have to have those four things before. If someone's poor, says Rosh Leim Kluger, why should this person lose out? He's a big tzaddik, but he can't become a Navi? According to the way you learn the Gemara normally, he can't become Navi because he's poor? What's his fault? He should be poor. He's never going to become an Ani. Teretz is, of course he can become. And Shaleka Derech HaTeva, and this will happen, then he'll get the money afterwards. And maybe that's what Benjamin was saying. Don't make this mistaken thing that it's a t'nai. You have to have these four things before. Nein, al taimer kinara noichi. Because Fakert, even though you're not necessarily such a big chacham right now, and you're not an usher, and you're not a givar, you start saying nevuah, I'm going to make it all work out. And we take a see. The Yirmiyahu starts saying the Nevuah, and the Mashal, the Rabbi Yishlam asked him, this is already Dubin HaMagid says also, the Rabbi Yishlam asked him, what do you see? And he says, I see a makel shaked. I see a stick from an almond tree. Now, most people would say, what do you see? They would say a stick. They know what kind of tree it is. That shows his chachma. He realized he should know what kind of stick it is. Or the second of all, he even gets wiser. The Rabbi Yishlam says to him, what do you see? He says, I see a bubbling pot. And he also says which direction the pot's boiling. Who would ever say that? No one would ever notice which direction the pot's boiling. That shows his chachma. He realizes north, symbolizing the Nebuchadnezzar is going to come. So these different nekudais show that fakert person to become a zeichet to ruach hakodesh, to be zeichet to nevuah, needs to be misbein, needs to work on his midas, needs to become a tzaddik, become a talmid chacham. Only what the Rambam said. The other things is again like the Rosh has either to become a navi bekvius, or like we saying some gedolei achrayim are learning, it is to go along and be give him the ability to continue being a navi. Could be goes with the Rosh to become a navi bekvius. You need to have these things as a gift, or else he won't have time to become a navi. He won't be able to sustain himself like that. We'll just finish because we're holding right before Tisha B'Av. We know that in the haftarah of Tisha B'Av we finish off. We say Al Yishal Chacham bechachmasai. Al Yishal Gibar beGvurasoi, Al Yishal Asher beAshroi, Ki Mezoisi Yishalam Asalal. If you know the Rabbi Yishalam, Haskel V'Yadaya Isi. And the Veld says, everybody says, Al Mefarshim explain. The Pesukim mean to say, Rabbi Yishalam says that a Gibar in itself is nothing. An usher in itself is nothing. A chacham in himself is nothing. But if you use it to get to know the Rabbi Shalom, then it's gavaldik. And that's the Pashup Shat in the Gemara in Nedarim, where the Gemara says a fourth thing you need besides all these three is anava. Because with anava, and then it's haskel v'yadayi oisi. Someone is an anav, then together with a chacham, gibar, and asher, he's going to use all the things to know the Rabbi Shalom. He'll use it towards the Rabbi Shalom, learning the regular, normal way. And Avad will be able to get close to Rabbi Shalom. Whenever the Rabbi Shalom gives us, we have to go along and use it as a gift to serve the Rabbi Shalom. A good Shabbos.